So, Megan, as you know, yesterday I spent part of the morning with Charlie Story. He's the president of Harpoon Brewery, sampling his latest brew. Here's how he described it.
This is a pale ale. It's a classic British-style ale. And we thought this was the right style of beer to make to feature the purity of the water.
The purity of the water. Notice how he made reference to the purity of the water.
Yeah, because, Anthony, it wasn't just any water. The beer that you tried was brewed with water from the Charles River? I mean, really?
Yeah, really. The Charles River once made this city famous, of course, for its dirty water. But it has to be said, the river's a lot cleaner these days.
I've actually swam in it a couple times, but on accident, tipping over boats at community boating. Never, ever did I want to drink it. So why is Harpoon brewing beer with Charles River water?
Okay, Magna, one word, publicity, to get people like you and me to talk about it. But still, I could not resist taking the bait and talking to Charlie Story about this little brewing experiment.
Why did you want to brew a beer with Charles River water? What was the thinking behind? And I should say, by the way, we're standing on the Esplanade, what, 20 feet from the beautiful Charles River, so this seems like a good place to be talking about this beer. But tell me why you wanted to do this.
I think the huge sort of irony and sense of humor behind the whole thing of using Charles River water, which is so iconically toxic and contaminated. You know, my favorite story about the Charles River is I went to college and grew up in this area. Legend had it, if you happened to fall in or went swimming on a lark, you had to go to the emergency room right afterward.
It's so funny you mentioned that, because I grew up in this area too, and I grew up hearing that exact story, that if you fell in the water, if you had the misfortune of falling in the Charles, you had to call 911 and get an ambulance and be rushed to the hospital. Yeah.
So, I mean, to turn that idea upside down and use water for brewing, and as probably any beer fan would know, water is an incredibly important part of the brewing process. It's the number one ingredient in beer.
That's right, water, a very big part of beer. Which brings us to the other player in this story about Charles River Pale Ale. It was made possible by a Newton-based water purification company called Desalitec. Nadav Afradi is the company's CEO. He was with us yesterday by the Charles.
What we are applying is reverse osmosis, which is a process which takes out not only all the contaminants, but all the salt molecules away from the water, leaving the water much better than tap water. So treating the Charles River water was actually not a challenge. It's a lot easier than many of the streams we typically treat. Hmm. The water coming out of reverse osmosis are far better than our tap water.
Wow. Charlie, what do you think? How does it taste?
Well, would you like to find out?
Well, let's. I think that's why we're out here, right?
Let's start by enjoying the aroma. So you want to just put your nose right into that glass. It's a nice golden color, little copperiness in there, a little orange to it. Anthony, cheers. Let's
All right, cheers. We'll give it a try.
Nadav, cheers.
Cheers.
Nadav,
thank you, guys.
Thank you. And I don't make a habit here of drinking beer a couple of hours before we go on the air, but anyway.
What do you think?
I think it tastes like a very, very good beer. I'd say it's balanced.
That's a good way to describe it. You know, I think the malt gives it sort of some bready or biscuity kind of flavors. And you do the hops come in at the end to give it a bit of a bite and crispness.
Can you imagine making this in a big batch and selling Charles River ale?
Well, it's interesting. We've gotten so much interest in this that I can't imagine it. But you know, I'm not sure, first of all, if Charles River water is available for commercial use.
Because you only took a limited amount, obviously, to make this.
Just over 300 gallons. Yeah. You know, what I think struck us is that, you know, here's this age-old beverage, beer, but there can always be new stories told and new approaches to things. And a lot of the times the innovation takes place around the type of malt used, the type of hops used. There are new varieties being developed all the time. There are other additional ingredients, fruits, herbs, spices that can go into beer. But a lot of times that's where the story is, not about the water itself. Hmm. And so I think the fun part about it for beer lovers and for all of us at Harpoon is getting some innovation into the source of the water.
Yeah, for us, other than really the fun of doing that, the important thing really is we are working with a local resource and a local partner to bring attention to a global issue, which is that, you know, over time as a society, we would need to be smarter about our water. We have plenty of water in Boston, but that doesn't mean we need to deplete our sources, and we are wasting a lot of wastewater. So the future is one of higher water efficiency. We need to think of the water we use regularly, just as we think about the energy we use.
Sure.
And for the very similar reasons.
What about other rivers? I mean, it seems to me you could come up with something like a mighty Merrimack brown ale or a Blackstone River stout. What do you think?
Wouldn't that be cool? I'd love to have a series of beer where the water is sourced from all the waterways of New England. I think that would be really fun. And as Nadav was saying, you know, waterways connect people. I love what it stands for. I think from a practical standpoint, we'd certainly face some challenges, but it's a great idea and certainly got our imaginations going.
And we were actually contemplating on having a Boston Harbor beer.
Oh, wow.
We also desalinate seawater, and we were thinking about desalinating the Boston Harbor water. So maybe next time.
All right. Boston Harbor Ale. Coming soon. Again, cheers.
Anthony, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nadav.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie. And from my perspective, it's always nice to have an excuse to come out before noon and have a nice glass of beer.
I couldn't agree more.
That was Charlie Story, president of Harpoon Brewery, and Nadav Efrati, CEO of the Newton-based company Desalitech.
I feel like we should start a new hashtag, New England River Beers.
I love it.
Like a muddy river lager or something. But Anthony, tell me the truth. Was it really good?
No, it was really good.
It was a
okay. Good, crisp, and clean, clean-tasting beer.
And where can I get some?
All right. Well, so Harpoon only brewed about 20 kegs, so limited supply. It's supposed to be available at some Hub Week events next week, and apparently you can also try it now at Harpoon's Beer Hall in the Seaport District.
Well, that's terrific. That's also it for today on Radio Boston. The show is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Ibi Caputo, Caitlin O'Keefe, and Virginia Marshall.
Tim Skog is our technical director, and we had help from James Francis Trout.
Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.